Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in the life of David. We're in 2 Samuel 19, and we've seen that David is being restored. Israel, the northern tribes, had agreed for David to be restored. Judah had agreed. David's about to come into Jerusalem. And we pick it up at verse 16, because he's about to cross the Jordan back into the land. And it says this in verse 16, "Then Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, who was from Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David." Now, you're going to remember some of these names, okay? Because I'll remind you. But, you know, you read the description, say, wait a minute, I've seen this somewhere before. You have to go back and check it out. And some of these were like 3 or 4 chapters before. So Shimei is one of them. Verse 17 says this, "There were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him." 1,000 men. And Shimei is the one, wasn't he the one that cursed David as he was coming out of Jerusalem? Yeah, and we'll see more about that in just a minute, okay? But now he's got 1,000 men with him? What's that all about? Well, and why is he coming down here? What's happening? Well, I'm going to tell you what all these folks we're about to see. They're all coming down seeking to ingratiate themselves to David as king, seeking his forgiveness because they had done something or had not done something. And they knew that they were in pickle. They knew that they were in trouble. So he brings 1,000 guys with him. If for no other reason, this show that he had some influence with the populace right here. Okay. So 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, with Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they rushed to the Jordan before the king. So we see Shimei coming down in a hurry. We see Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and he's rushing to the Jordan before the king. He wanted to get down there first. Now, why did he want to get there? Do you remember Ziba? Ziba was a servant. He is of the house of Saul. He's a servant of the house of Saul. But he was Mephibosheth's servant. And he had lied about Mephibosheth because David wanted to know why Mephibosheth had not left with him. And Ziba lies about it. And now he's wanting to get down there, in all likelihood, to do a little damage control. Verse 18, "Then they kept crossing the ford to bring over the king's household and to do what was good in his sight." They hustle down there. They're getting the wives across. They're getting the kids across. They're getting the concubines across. They're getting everything of David's across. Whatever was good in David's sight, man, they're all about it. Now, they're doing it. 18 continues, "And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan." Verse 19, "So he said to the king, 'Let not my lord consider me guilty, nor remember what your servant did wrong on the day when my lord the king came out of Jerusalem, so that the king would take it to heart. For your servant knows that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I have come today, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king.'" He's saying, hey, don't hold this against me. Please don't hold it against me what I did. I know I did something stupid. I know I've sinned. I know it was wrong. Okay? But please, and I love his phrase, that the king would not take it to heart. Don't take it to heart. Don't take me serious. I was an idiot when I did all that kind of, et cetera, et cetera. Don't do this. As a matter of fact, I'm the first one of the entire house of Joseph to come down here. I'm the first one to greet you. Verse 21, "But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said, 'Should not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointing?'" There we go. It's confirmed. He's the one that cursed David on the way out. And so Abishai was like, hey, he cursed the Lord's anointing. Let's kill him. Verse 22, "David then said, 'What have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah, that you should say this day, that you should this day be an adversary to me?'" He said, hey, why are you suggesting that? Why are you coming against, you know, going to come against what I'm thinking about this? "Should any man be put to death in Israel today? For do I not know that I am king over Israel today?" And he's saying, you know what? I know that I'm king. I know that it's God that's orchestrated all this. The tribes of the north, tribes of the south, they've unified. They're coming around me. I am not going to execute and kill anybody today. Verse 23, "The king said to Shimei, 'You shall not die.' Thus the king swore to him." Now, what you're going to see here with this guy right here and some other ones is that David pardons him. He pardons him, but he remembers. He pardons him. Some commentators will say that he didn't forgive. I don't want to say it that harshly, but I do know when we get over to the second chapter of 1 Kings, when he's about to die, David, that he tells Solomon, hey, there's some guys right here. The second I die, you need to get rid of them. You need to kill them. And he was one of them right here, Shimei. So, verse 24, then Mephibosheth, so here comes another one, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and he had neither cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came home in peace. I don't know how long this was off the top of my head. I'm thinking likely a period of months. I don't know. It would have been a smelly situation right here. Now, why was Mephibosheth like that? That proved and manifested that he was in mourning. What was he in mourning about? The fact that the king had been, that he took off. Verse 25. It was when he came from Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? So he answered, oh, my lord, the king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go with the king, because your servant is lame. Moreover, he has slandered your servant to my lord the king. But my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your sight. So he's telling me, say, hey, my servant tricked me. I told him to saddle a donkey for me and all this kind of stuff. It never happened. And I can't do it on my own. I'm lame. Not only that, but I have heard that my servant was slandering me against you. The things that he was saying were simply not true. But you know what? You're like the angel of the Lord. And that was just a colloquialism for the day that you have the wisdom of God here. So guess what? You do what is right in your eyes. Verse 28, for all, and he's still speaking, for all my father's household was nothing but dead men before my lord the king. Yet you set your servant among those who ate at your table. What right do I have yet that I should complain any more to the king? Remember this with David when he was sitting there saying, is there anybody left of the house of Saul that I can bless? And it was his lame grandson. That's who Mephibosheth is. And he's acknowledging that. He said, you know, we were nothing. We were all but dead. And you raised us to where we literally ate at your table. So I'm not going to complain about anything. Verse 29. So the king said to him, why do you still speak of your affairs? I have decided you and Ziba shall divide the land. So he was concerned what was going to happen to the land. He's concerned what was going to happen to Ziba. And he says, no, David said, don't even talk about what happened in the past. The decision I made in the past, it still stands. Okay? That decision is still there. And so don't worry about that. Don't fret about that. Don't even speak about these affairs anymore. Then the last verse of the day, verse 30. Mephibosheth said to the king, let him even take it all, since my lord the king has come safely to his own house. He's saying, I don't want the land. I don't want all that stuff. I don't want all that. He can have it all. I'm just glad you are home. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what happened, but he's showing his heart right here. He was glad the king was home and on the throne. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll press on the next episode.